Innovative.
Hey, it's Amy.
Hi, Amy.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm real good. I just wanted to, I got your text that you spoke with Ivan. The call went good. So we're getting everything pushed out and getting that all set up and moving forward to get things in place. And then the CI is set for the custom website design for the 21st. But after we got off the phone yesterday, I was looking through. Have you heard of Google Guarantee?
Yeah, you brought that. You brought that up.
I text that over to you because they're guaranteed leads. There's not available in every area in every category. It is a special program that only certain companies qualify for and only certain categories qualify for in certain areas. So what this actually is it's guaranteed leads directly from Google. So instead of going through like Home Advisor where you have to share the leads or Angie's or and you have to pay some astronomical fee and you never quite know what it's going to be, your lead cost would always be set at $36. It will never fluctuate. And the thing about the Google guaranteed leads is if they're not a qualified lead, you're not charged. So if you don't provide the service, if you haven't set an appointment, if they didn't inquire about price, if it's out of your service radius, you're not charged for those leads at all.
I like it.
Okay. There's a $250 application fee. It takes 4 to 6 weeks for your application to come back and be approved. You're not you're charged the application fee for us to process everything and get you approved through Google. And then your monthly budget would be set at $469.26, but your monthly budget isn't charged until you've been approved. Okay.
Okay. So let me understand this a little bit better.
Sure.
That's $470 on top of the $450 that I'm already paying?
That, yes, it would be. It would be for the Google guaranteed leads. So you could let go of Angie's or Home Advisor or whatever they're calling themselves these days completely because you would be getting the guaranteed leads from Google. You would not be sharing those leads from Google. They would come only to you.
Here's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let's get the application done.
Okay.
But I don't want to stack. You said it takes 4 to 6 weeks to even get approved.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. For it to even come through, it takes 4 to 6 weeks. So we would just get the application fee, and I just have a few questions for you so we can process that. Give me just a second here. Let me get this done. Okay. Okay, so on this, let me see here. We have this. Okay, we're going to go ahead and change this out. So with this, there's just a few qualifying questions that we ask. It's not nothing crazy here. It does require a background check for all face-to-face employees. So obviously yourself as a business owner, but that's what the application fee is for the background checks. If there's any other face-to-face employees.
Right now I'm the only face-to-face, but as I add service technicians to the company, will they need to go through a background check to maintain?
Yep. If they're going to be face-to-face and all that's required from them is a driver's license, social security number, and we run the background check. Okay.
What is the I've got a guy coming down from Minnesota
that
picked up a DUI a couple years ago. Is that going to disqualify him?
I don't know that it will disqualify him for a DUI. I'm not. It doesn't? Okay. My supervisor said it doesn't disqualify for a DUI. It's not a violent or serious crime,
well,
as it were. You know.
When I put in for his, because I do work on the Mount Home Air Force Base, or I used to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They did not approve him mm-hmm. because of that. But I think it's because it was under litigation or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that's completely closed out, that's fine. You know, this is, it's not like the thing about the Google guarantee is it's guaranteeing the customer that this is a qualified business that you're calling. So what Google does is they actually back these clients with $2,000 worth of insurance. If for any reason
some tweaker employee
exactly.
or whatever. Yeah, no, I
exactly.
Got you. Yeah, I get you.
And
no, that's fine. I don't hire tweakers. I don't
yeah.
hire.
Thank God.
I don't hire anybody that can't make that right. Well, I do a lot of work behind them though. I'll tell you what.
Right. Absolutely. So let me see here. Okay. And then. For that, so what happens is I have to set another appointment for you, okay, for Perry, that technician to just go over, so it's that separate program just to set that up completely. Let me see here. Now, let me ask my supervisor. Daniel, when I'm setting that appointment, do I just set it in Perry's calendar directly? Uh-huh.
Message Perry, but he doesn't get back to you right away.
Okay.
Set it for tomorrow.
Okay.
And then you can just let him know when Perry contacts you.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a slot there today.
Okay.
You'll call him and get him in at it.
Okay. All right. So I can set your onboarding for LSA to completely go through that. I can set that up for tomorrow morning around the same time between the 9 and 10. Does that work for you?
That actually does not work for me.
Okay. I have all day. So... whatever time is
let's
best.
Let's shoot for noon, if that's okay.
Okay,
or sometime
yep.
sometime after your lunch or whatever you do for your lunch. Just call me after your lunch.
Okay, it's going to be Perry that's going to be contacting you. And
okay.
Yeah, and he's going to call you from our 714 number. So let me just, I'll text message you that number over, letting you know, hey, this is the number that he's going to be calling from. Okay.
And then I've noticed that you've been calling me from different numbers, and I've got the other one saved as Amy Marketing.
Uh-huh.
Is this another contact number that I need to hold on to, or is this a proxy number?
No, this is a proxy number.
Like
everything's done over the internet, so it just relocates to
gotcha.
A local number, whatever is best at that moment, whatever I can grab at that moment.
Sneaky. Yeah, it's fucking sneaky. I know what you're doing.
I'm not doing it on purpose. You know that there's set rules and stuff that I do have to deal with.
Somebody set it up on purpose.
Well, it doesn't hurt.
I agree. Whatever gets them on the phone, right?
Exactly. Whatever gets them on the phone. And, you know, but we're on a first. I mean, I didn't even have to say anything other than, hey, it's Amy. And you were like, okay, hey, you know, so.
Right, well, I knew you were calling. I knew
yes.
you were calling, and I answer almost every call. It's just I wait for the boop and the Indian accent, and then I hang up.
Now, the cool thing about this is you're going to know that it's Google Guaranteed leads that are coming through because you're going to have a separate number that's going to say Google Guaranteed before the call comes through, and you're going to have a separate tracking and reporting directly with Perry on this. So right
okay.
now, I'm going to go ahead and process that $250 setup or application fee. Is am I doing that on the same visa you gave me yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going ahead and doing that. You will receive a receipt via email. And then your client interview is set up with Perry for the LSA tomorrow, and we're good to go.
Copy that.
All right. You have a blessed day, Chris. And we're here to help with
you
anything you might need, okay?
Yeah, let's get this moving.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to Perry tomorrow sometime around noon. By that point, I should be able to free up a little bit.
Right.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Sweet, Amy. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.